Welcome to St. Benedict's Catholic Church. We're grateful to have you with us today, whether you've been part of our community for years or are visiting and joining us for the first time. Today, we're celebrating the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's Gospel from Luke, Jesus tells the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, two men who came to the temple to pray. Through their words and attitudes, Jesus teaches us about the true spirit of humility and the kind of heart that pleases God. Now let us prepare our hearts to enter into this sacred celebration.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. Benedict Church. Please join us for our opening hymn number 320. Here in this place, new light is streaming. Now is the darkness vanished away. See in this space our fears and our dreamings, brought here to you in the light of this day. Gather us in the lost and forsaken, gather us in the blind and the lame. Call to us now and we shall awaken, we shall arise at the sound of our name. We are the young, our lives are a mystery. We are the old who yearn for your face. We have been sung throughout all of history, called to be light to the whole human race. Gather us in the rich and the haughty, gather us in the proud and the strong. Give us a heart so meek and so lowly, give us the courage to enter the song. Here we will take the wine and the water, here we will take the bread of new birth. Here you shall call your sons and your daughters, call us anew to be salt for the earth. Give us to drink the wine of compassion, give us to eat the bread that is you. Nourish us well and teach us to fashion lives that are holy and hearts that are true.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we continue to listen to our Lord Jesus Christ's teaching on prayer. Last Sunday, he talked about the prayer of the widow, which was persistent. But today, Jesus takes on that theme to say prayer must also be humble. We must approach God with humility. And because of that, to prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us begin by calling to mind our sins and ask the Lord for his mercy and pardon. I confess
angels and saints, and during my relatives, to pray for me to the Lord.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Almighty, ever-living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may merit what you promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Now, may I invite all the children who would like to participate in the children's liturgy to please come forward. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new day. As we are about to listen to your word, we ask for the inspiration of your Holy Spirit to guide us in the understanding of the scriptures. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of Sirach. The Lord is a God of justice who knows no favorites. Though not unduly partial toward the weak, yet he hears the cry of the oppressed. The Lord is not deaf to the wail of the orphan, nor to the widow when she pours out her complaint. The one who serves God willingly is heard. His petition reaches the heavens. The prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. It does not rest until it reaches its goal, nor will it withdraw until the Most High responds, judges justly and affirms the right, and the Lord will not delay. The word of the Lord.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress he rescues them. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. The Lord redeems the lives of his servants. No one incurs guilt who takes refuge in him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. A
reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, I am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award me on that day. And not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearance. At my first defense, no one appeared on my behalf, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat and will bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, and entrusting to us the message of salvation. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. As I was preparing my homily, I read a story of a wandering parishioner who came to her pastor one Sunday. She was in the habit of sampling out the parishes around, and then she told her pastor, Father, do you know why I no longer come to this parish? This parish is full of hypocrites.
To which the pastor, with a smile, said, "But don't let that drive you away. There is always room for one more hypocrite." We have always read about the confrontations between Jesus and the Pharisees. And the bone of contention always was on hypocrisy. And that comes out clearly today in the gospel reading. As I said in the introduction of the Mass, we are still reading from Luke chapter 18. And in Luke chapter 18, we have two parables that Jesus gave regarding prayer. We read the first parable last Sunday. It was a parable that Jesus gave to encourage us never to grow weary in our prayer life, to always be persistent in prayer. Jesus gave the example of the poor widow who kept on bothering the unjust judge until she got what she was asking for. So Jesus said, what more with God who is loving, unlike the unjust judge? Today, Jesus gives another parable. He extends the theme of prayer, but this time around, he focuses on the attitude we must have in prayer. What attitude should we assume when we come before God? That attitude must be one of humility. So the readings that have been selected for this liturgy are based on this theme. In the first reading, we have read that God is more inclined to listen to the prayer of the oppressed, the widow, the orphans, the poor. Our response to the psalm was, God listens to the prayer of the poor. When you talk about the poor, we are not about talking about the poor in terms of material things, but the poor are those that recognize that they need God in their lives, which is exactly what the tax collector demonstrated in the parable we have just read. So Jesus contrasts the prayers of these two people, the Pharisee and the tax collector. To be fair to the tax collectors, although we have this negative feeling towards the tax collectors, towards the Pharisees, but Pharisees were devout people. They indeed wanted to live by the commandments of God. So whatever the Pharisee said in his prayer could be true. Oh God, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I pay tithes on my whole income. The Pharisee was actually just saying what he was practicing. On the other hand, we have the tax collector. Although we hear that the tax collector is justified at the end of the story, but tax collectors were horrible people, at least in the eyes of the Jews. Who were the tax collectors? They were the agents of the Roman government. While the rest of the Jews were fighting for independence, the tax collectors were agents of the Roman government. They were collecting taxes from their fellow Jews and submitting that to the Roman government. And on top of that, they were also being accused of as thieves because they could overcharge their fellow citizens. So they were accused of corruption as well. But then Jesus says these two people went up to the temple to pray. The Pharisee is condemned because his prayer was full of pride and self-righteousness. On the other hand, the tax collector was justified because his prayer was full of humility. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So as we listen to this parable, let us ask ourselves, what attitude do we assume when we come before God? Is it one like that of the Pharisee, full of pride, looking down upon those that we think are not as good as ourselves? We are humble enough. But the point of the parable, St. Luke already helps us. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. So it is hard indeed to be humble, because most of the times, when we compare ourselves to the rest, we may think we are better off. We are not as bad as the rest. And I think perhaps even this parable is actually good for us. Those of us that try to be good Catholics, good Christians, those of us that try to come to Mass, perhaps every Sunday. Because maybe when we compare ourselves to those that don't come to church, we may think we are better off. But Jesus reminds us today that we must always remain humble. Humble before God, but also even humble in our dealings. Why is pride dangerous? Pride, as most of you know, is listed among the seven deadly sins. Actually, it tops the list. We have pride, and then the other sins follow from that. When we talk about the history of sin, when we read the Bible in the book of Genesis, the sin of Adam and Eve came out of pride, because they wanted to be equal to God. And then they sinned. And actually, even all the sins that we commit, behind those sins is pride. We set aside the commandments of God, and we want to draw up our own code of conduct to please ourselves. That's pride. So pride is really dangerous, because pride makes worship impossible. Instead of giving worship to God, but because of that spirit of pride, it becomes impossible to worship God. There are people, perhaps out there, outside this church, who may never understand why we Catholics should come to church every Sunday. There are people that do not really understand why we should kneel down during the consecration. There are people that don't understand why we give so much reverence to what we call the Holy Eucharist. Others go to the extent of making fun of Catholics or even Christians. That is a spirit of pride at work. But contrasted to that spirit, Jesus says we must be humble, like the tax collector. Etymologically, humble, the word humble comes from the Latin word humus, meaning soil. So, humility, human, this means that we must be as close as possible to the soil from which we were created, while gazing at the sky, which is our final destination. I would like to conclude with a story. Perhaps some of you have heard this story. It's called The Devil's Garage Sale. So the story goes, one day the devil decided to close shop, and he brought out all his tools for sale. So all the tools that the devil uses were marked with prices. Jealousy had a price tag. Hatred had a price tag. Lust had another price tag. But there was one tool that really looked worn out. And the price was really high. It was actually the most expensive of all the tools that the devil was selling. When people came forward and asked why it looked so worn out, the devil said he used that tool more often than the rest. And when they also inquired why it was the most expensive, the devil said, it is actually the tool that he uses quite often, and it is his most prized tool. When people pressed him hard to reveal what it is called, the devil said, the name of that worn-out tool, although it is very useful to him, is called pride. With pride, the devil said, he manages to enter everybody else. But because the price was too high, nobody bought it. So up to this day, the devil keeps pride as his most prized tool. And he uses it to bring down humanity. As we reflect on this parable, let us feel challenged to be humble always. And for the past 2 Sundays, we have also been preaching on the listening sessions. So today, after this Mass, we have our listening sessions. We would like to thank all those that have signed up for these listening sessions. But again, we would like to also extend an invitation to those, even if you haven't signed up, but please, you are more than welcome to join these listening sessions. Shall we now stand for the creed? I believe in one God, God is a father to his people, consoling and guiding them. We now entrust ourselves to his compassion and pray.
For the church, community of prayer and praise, responding to God's love by proclaiming the gospel in every land, and for an increased missionary spirit among all God's people, in spreading the richness of the Christian faith. Let us pray to the Lord. For just judges and leaders in pursuit of wise judgment and justice, and for peace and the cessation of hostilities in Ukraine, Gaza, and throughout the world. Let us pray to the Lord. For all the baptized called to be missionaries of God's love in their workplaces and homes, and for those who face resistance, injustice, and persecution in the work of the gospel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick and homebound of the parish, and for those who pray constantly for the sick and those in need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our loved ones and the intentions we bring to the Eucharist, for all who have died in Christ recently, and for the physical and spiritual well-being of all parishioners, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Loving Father, you have done great things for us. We are filled with joy. Keep us united with you in all things, through Christ our Lord.
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy burdened, and I shall give you rest. Take up my yoke and learn from me, for I'm weak and humble of heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You, God, are my shepherd, I shall never be in need. Fresh and green are the meadows where you give me rest. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy burdened, and I shall give you rest. Take up my yoke and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Beside peaceful waters, you restore my true self. There you lead me to walk in the path of new life. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy burdened, and I shall give you rest. Take up my yoke and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Pray now, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Look, we pray, O Lord, on the offerings we make to your majesty, that whatever is done by us in your service may be directed above all to your glory. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim.
Comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Thank you.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Leo, our Pope, Paul, our Archbishop, Eusebian Frank, our auxiliary bishops, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all those who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
Christ taught us to call God our Father, and so at the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we now dare to say, deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And let us offer each other the sign of peace. Thank you.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
Receive it.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Greatness of the Lord, and my spirit exalts in God my Savior. For he has looked with mercy on my lowliness, and my name will be forever exalted. For the mighty God has done great things for me, and his mercy will reach from age to age. And holy is his name. He has mercy in every generation. He has revealed his
His power and His glory. He has cast down the mighty in their arrogance, and has lifted up the meek and the lowly. He has come to help His servant Israel. He remembers His promise to our fathers, and holy, holy, holy is His name.
You satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest wheat. Come, give to us, O saving Lord, the bread of life to eat. As when the shepherd calls his sheep, they know and heed his voice. So when you call your family, Lord, we follow and rejoice. You satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest wheat. Come, give to us, O saving Lord, the bread of life to eat. With joyful lips we sing to you our praise and gratitude, that you should count us worthy, Lord, to share this heavenly food. You satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest wheat. Come, give to us, O saving Lord, the bread of life to eat. Is not the cup we bless and share the blood of Christ outpoured? Do not one cup, one loaf declare our oneness in the Lord? You satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest wheat. Come, give to us, O saving Lord, the bread of life to eat. The mystery of your presence, Lord, no mortal tongue can tell, whom all the world cannot contain, comes in our hearts to dwell. You satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest wheat. Come, give to us, O saving Lord, the bread of life.
Let us pray. May your sacraments, O Lord, we pray, perfect in us what lies within them, that what we now celebrate in signs, we may one day possess in truth, through Christ our Lord.
These are the announcements before the end of Mass. If your kids are interested in becoming Catholic, we invite you to the next inquiry sessions, November 5th at 6 p.m. at St. Benedict Parish Center, and then November 9th at 10 a.m. in St. Alphonsus Church McGrath Room. Confirmation classes will start on November 2nd. If you are a baptized Catholic, grade 7 and above, you're invited to join. Registration forms are on all parish websites. The state of the parish here at St. Benedict's is on November 9th, in 2 weeks. We invite everyone to join us at Mass as Father Parish shares updates on our parish ministries, finances, and future plans. We also invite everyone to prayerfully reflect on your giving plans for the coming year. In addition to the listening sessions scheduled for this weekend, there will be an additional session at St. Benedict's School on October 30th, Thursday at 6:30, and a special session for young adults ages 21 to 40 on November 7th at 7 p.m. This session will be followed by a fun night out at Old Peculiar. You can find details of these and many other family events in the bulletin. Our partners in the gospel listening session will take place immediately after Mass in the school cafeteria. We sincerely thank everyone who signed up. It really helped with planning the get-together. But as mentioned by Father earlier, we also welcome walk-ins. So if you haven't signed up, you're still invited to join. Donuts, sandwiches, and coffee will be served, and we look forward to seeing you there.
The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Please join us for our closing hymn, number 725, Lead Me, Lord.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, longing for their Lord. For God's coming kingdom shall be theirs. Blessed are the sorrowing, for they shall be consoled. And the meek shall come to rule the world. Lead me, Lord, lead me, Lord, by the light of truth, to seek and to find the narrow way. Be my way, be my truth, be my life, my Lord, and lead me, Lord, today. Blessed are the merciful, for mercy shall be theirs, and the pure in heart shall see their God. Blessed are they whose hunger only holiness can fill, for I say they shall be satisfied. Lead me, Lord, lead me, Lord, by
to seek and to find the narrow way. Be my way, be my truth, be my life, my Lord, and lead me, Lord, today. Thank you.
Exactly. And I tell you, without further words,